What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back on this holiday Monday with another GPT tool or AI tool highlight that I'm going to be talking about, and that is TubeBuddy by Ben Labs. And TubeBuddy is a platform that's going to help you boost and grow your YouTube channel with specific AI tools designed for YouTube creators. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back on this holiday Monday with another GPT tool or AI tool highlight that I'm going to be talking about, and that is TubeBuddy by Ben Labs. And TubeBuddy is a platform that's going to help you boost and grow your YouTube channel with specific AI tools designed for YouTube creators. And I'm sure many of you marketers out there are in some way, shape, or form interacting with YouTube or hopefully publishing to YouTube in some of your workflows. And so hopefully this tool will become your new AI YouTube assistant, your TubeBuddy. And another really cool feature here is that it's actually a Chrome browser extension. So you can have the tool open and rocking right within the YouTube studio. Apparently the tool can be used in Chrome or Edge. And just looking at their homepage here, it looks like they have quite a few publishers or high-profile YouTube creators using the tool. These include Mr. Beast, Paramount, Adobe, the BBC, Fox Sports. So just a ton of high-profile brands getting use out of this tool. Let's talk a little bit about the pricing before we get into the feature set. Pricing is not too bad here. As usual, you are able to pay either per month or annually per year. It looks like you get a 50% discount if you pay annually. They have three tiers here, a pro tier, which starts at $750 per month or $45 per year. Their next tier up is called the legend tier, and that's at $32.99 per month, or $197.94 per year. And then finally, they have an enterprise plan, which offers bundled pricings. And again, as usual with that plan, you're going to have to contact the sales team directly to get a quote. Okay, let's take a look at some of the features of the TubeBuddy platform here. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is following along on video. Right off the bat, they do have some AI tools that we can utilize. And these are things like a title generator, suggested shorts, and a thumbnail analyzer. The title generator, which would ideally help you boost click-through rates and give you some assistance in creating eye-catching video titles. The suggested shorts feature is really cool, and that's going to go through your videos and pull out the suggested clips or shorts that it thinks would perform well. And again, I think that sounds like a cool feature, something very similar to what Riverside.fm does, where I record our podcasts. They also have a thumbnail analyzer, and according to the website here, it says that the thumbnail analyzer will boost your click-through rate with attention-grabbing thumbnails. See heat maps and run YouTube thumbnail A/B tests to find the best YouTube thumbnails. So that sounds really cool, the fact that you can actually run heat maps as well as do some A/B testing with the thumbnails, and we'll talk more about A/B testing. I think it's probably the most useful or most powerful part of this TubeBuddy platform. Beyond just their AI tools, they have a ton of cool features. If you're watching along a video, again, I'm just going to scroll through the features page. They have SEO and ranking tools. They have a channel optimization set of tools, video and thumbnail features. We talked about AI features, which are already here, which are also here. We have community management tools, data and analytics, and bulk edit tools as well, which I know for a fact is going to be a super useful and helpful feature, the bulk edit feature, which we'll talk about. So let's go through each one by one here and give a little rundown, starting with SEO and ranking. Again, for anyone following along on video, I'm just clicking through the site as we look at each of these features. With the SEO and ranking feature, you're going to get products like the SEO Studio, which is going to help you optimize tags, descriptions, and titles for your videos, as well as the ability to search positions and rank tracking. So you can actually check where you're ranking for specific industry keywords or tags and keep track of that ranking as it goes up or down or how it changes over time. There's a search explorer tool, and the readout here says that this will help you find and analyze keyword ideas while browsing YouTube to uncover untapped opportunities to blow up on YouTube. Optimize your videos to get views and subs faster. Moving down the page, we have a keyword explorer, which is basically going to help you find the keywords that you want to target, whether they're high volume, low competition, low volume, high competition. This is going to help you optimize your videos to reach those keywords. We talked a little bit about tag management as well, and I think this is part of YouTube that I really need to work on, and that is tagging my videos. I think it's a big part of YouTube SEO, and at least it appears to be according to this tool, because there's a couple different areas where they allow you to manage your tags. And it looks like they also do a little bit of discovery for new tags for you to try. And the last two features here are Click Magnet, which looks like it's going to give you some AI-based recommendations on how to optimize titles and thumbnails and descriptions, looking to drive, obviously, clicks with the Click Magnet feature. And Insta Suggest, which reads, discover long tail tags for your YouTube videos as you type them. Shortcut your research and skyrocket your channel's visibility with Insta Suggest. Okay, moving on to their channel optimization features. These tools also look great. You have things that are pretty table stakes as far as a YouTube scheduling or YouTube manager platform goes, and that is the ability to schedule your videos. You can also plan out the topics for your videos. There's another feature here called Sunset Videos, which is going to allow you to literally take videos down or pull down videos after a certain amount of time if they're not performing or if they're dragging down your metrics and your algorithm. There are playlist actions, which it looks like you're going to be able to tinker a little bit with the viewing experience within your channel playlists or the viewers experience within your playlist. And I think what I'll do is I'll do a little bit more of a deep dive into this tool on another episode. For now, I just want to go through the features and introduce you to the tool itself, but we'll definitely take a look at what playlist actions really are and what features they offer. This is also where you're going to have tools to help you monetize or help with the monetization of your channel, the value of your channel. There's a tool that can actually give you a valuation for your channel, what they feel the channel is worth. You can also do a demonetization audit. So it's going to do an audit for any content that is getting demonetized or might be demonetized. And the tools just continue here. They have something kind of fun that's called milestones. That'll help you kind of keep track of important goals or metrics that you meet in your YouTube journey. They have a health report that is just going to give you, obviously, a report on the general health of your channel, and then also a best practice audit, which will go through your channel and give you tips and pointers on best practice improvements that you can make. Another couple of cool features of the channel optimization, just a ton of features in this section, and that is the ability to back up your YouTube channel and store your content, which is really awesome and really helpful. You can also give channel access to third parties through the TubeBuddy tool. You don't have to give them admin access to your YouTube account. Basically, TubeBuddy is going to kind of act as the gatekeeper there, which is a nice feature. They have some quick links and a quick edit toolbar, and these are basically designed to shorten up your workflows within YouTube, allow you to switch back and forth between videos quickly, or access specific sections of your channel, like the comments or analytics, more easily. Okay, the next section that we're going to hop into here is their video and thumbnail features. And just kind of continuing through the list of what this tool is going to be able to help you with, it has an auto translator, which is a really cool feature. It says it can translate your YouTube videos to 40 languages worldwide. They have a thumbnail generator, also really helpful, especially if you're going to be A/B testing a lot of thumbnails, which I 100% recommend that you do. And that segue is really nice into, or excuse me, that segues nicely into their next feature here, which is A/B tests within your videos. Here it says that you can optimize your video thumbnails and metadata with YouTube A/B tests. Increase your CTR and boost your traffic in just a few clicks. So I really do think that the A/B testing is probably one of the biggest features or the most powerful features of the tool. It's probably going to be one of the most impactful things you can do with the tool, is finding out which combinations of titles and tags and descriptions and thumbnails work the best and are giving you the highest click-through rates and then allow you to work and incorporate those things that are working into your other thumbnails, into your future publishing schedule. That's a great benefit of this tool here for sure. Moving on down the feature list here, we have Advanced Video Embed, which is going to help you embed your videos into your website and give you some customization and design options as well, which is definitely cool. There's a thumbnail analyzer, which we've already talked about. It's going to obviously analyze your thumbnails, but it's also going to give you some heat maps and the results of your A-B tests. You have an emoji picker and another cool little feature here that is called default upload profiles. So that's when you upload a video, all of these settings and configurations have to be set and made. And you can do that automatically, or you can preset those configurations using these upload profiles, which is definitely a great feature. I can definitely attest that it would save me some time during my YouTube workflows. Okay, so we are actually running a little bit longer than I would like to, just for an overview of a tool. I don't want to completely bore you guys across a long form episode. So I think I'm going to split this into two episodes, and tomorrow we will check out the additional features, the other features that TubeBuddy has here, which are their community management features, their data and analytics tools, and the bulk edit tools, which I also think are going to be incredibly helpful. So we'll definitely check those out as well. For now, definitely check out TubeBuddy. I will link in the show notes. Consider adding it to your YouTube workflow and tech stack. I would probably recommend having a little bit more traffic than we do on the AI Marketing Navigator YouTube channel right now before firing this up. I think you'll get more out of it, obviously, with more traffic to test and segment, etc. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.